Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is new Pella Opera House Executive Director, Kevin McQuaid.
Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes with us today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
And first off, I guess my big question is, why Pella? How did you hear about the Pella Opera House and the opening, and we'll go from there.
Well, my wife and I were living and working in Seattle at the time, and her current organization was speaking with her about the possibility of heading up a couple of initiatives in the Midwest, one in Minneapolis-St. Paul and one in Kansas City, and conveniently located between those two major metropolitan areas is Pella, Iowa. So I began doing a search online for some positions in the area that would be of interest to me, because my wife is of the opinion that I need to continue working rather than be a kept man. And I discovered an ad for the executive director position at Pella Opera House online, and this was a position that really intrigued me because that's my background. My background is in the fine and performing arts, and I have an executive directing background in arts management as well and other related efforts. So it just seemed tailor-made to me, and I decided to submit an application for the position.
And it sounds like everything worked out.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
They're
kind enough to offer me a position, and I'm really thrilled and honored to have the opportunity. It's a subject or discipline. Theater is a subject and a discipline that I have a long history with and a great passion for. And being able to head up an organization like the Pella Opera House, which is very clear to me from where I sit that it has outstanding potential for real positive presence in the community. It's clearly established itself as a real core of the community there, and that's very important to me. It's really exciting to see an organization be such a compelling part of the day-to-day life of the community, and I'm really thrilled to be joining it.
Great. And you spoke about prior experience in the theater, and if you could give us a little bit of background on what those experiences have been, performance or management, those sorts of things.
Okay. I'll try and give you the Reader's Digest version. I realize you have limited time frame here. I've been working in theater for just over 30 years now. I started off with a Master of Fine Arts in Theater Direction from Western Illinois University, next-door neighbor of Iowa. And soon after receiving my degree there, I began a professional career as an actor and a director, and that segued quickly into a teaching position in theater where I was working at the Chicago Academy of Performing Arts, and then moved up in that field of theater education and administration in a variety of positions at Eureka College and at Bradley University, where I chaired the program there. And every position I took, I began taking on additional responsibilities in institutional advancement, which is a fancy word for fundraising, and working administratively to bring in arts organizations to augment the programs that we were doing at the colleges and universities where I was working. And that led to me being named the executive director of the Washington Academy of Performing Arts out here in the Pacific Northwest back in the mid-2000s. And so this is really up my alley. I've been growing fine and performing arts programs for over a quarter of a century and developing the sorts of fine arts opportunities that are available to communities for a long time now. And I've learned how to manage large groups of people and having those arts organizations actually produce these things. And I've worked as a fundraiser. I'm certified to do so through Indiana University to be a development officer. So all of those things come in handy. But I think the key for me beyond all of that is my wife and I, my wife's name is Linda, by the way, but my wife and I really enjoy becoming part of a community, and a community that is really actively engaged in and interested in the arts. We lived in a town not dissimilar from Pella. It's called Eureka, Illinois, which, like Pella, is a relatively small town, but Pella is huge compared to Eureka. About 10,000 people, I understand, in Pella, and 5,000 in Eureka. Like Pella, Eureka is a town with a thriving liberal arts college in it, and the arts are a part of that community as well. So having that opportunity personally to come back into a community like that and grow the arts in Pella is enormously gratifying and exciting.
Well, again, Kevin, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit about your background. It was great to meet you over the phone here, and we'll look forward to working with you in the future.
And thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to meeting you in person someday.
Again, that was our guest, Kevin McQuaid, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.